Although Iraq and the economy are the two issues that likely will dominate next year's political campaigns, there are cultural issues, too. Gay marriage and civil unions, the subject of a recent Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruling, and now a proposed constitutional amendment, will likely be one of the most contentious social issues in the 2004 races. That's the finding of the latest survey conducted by Republican pollster Bill McInturf and Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg, who have been exploring the attitudes of likely voters for NPR throughout this election cycle. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Democrats and Republicans are beginning to make their positions clear on the issues of gay marriage and civil unions. Earlier this month, President Bush told ABC's Diane Sawyer that he would support a constitutional amendment opposing gay marriage. But the amendment introduced in Congress allows states to authorize civil unions, granting some of the same legal rights to gay couples as heterosexual couples. The president seemed open to that idea.
If necessary, I will support a constitutional amendment which would honor marriage between a man and a woman, codify that, and will the position of this administration is that, you know, whatever legal arrangements people want to make, they're allowed to make, so long as it's embraced by the state.
This is essentially the position that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney took in the 2000 election. Vice President Cheney, who has an openly gay daughter, said then that, quote, society ought to try to tolerate and accommodate whatever kind of relationships people want to enter into. And that's very similar to the position of the major Democratic candidates for president, who also oppose gay marriage but support civil unions. Here's how Massachusetts Senator John Kerry described his state's Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage.
The court in the decision drew a distinction between church-sanctioned marriage and what the state has to provide in terms of rights. And what we're talking about is somebody's right to be able to visit a loved one in a hospital, somebody's right to be able to pass on property, somebody's right to live equally under the state laws as other people in the country.
But don't let that apparent consensus on substance fool you. According to our two pollsters, gay marriage and civil unions will be an extremely divisive issue next year. Bill McInturf is the Republican half of our polling team.
Because of the court decision in Massachusetts and because of the other court decision that happened with the sodomy case in Texas, this is front and center of the 2004 debate. And for a lot of the core Republican religious conservative constituencies, this is a critical issue. And I think it's going to be one of the three or four big things we debate in 2004.
Democrat Stan Greenberg agrees. Our latest poll, like other surveys, shows that while only half of Democrats are opposed to gay marriage, 75% of Republican voters are. And of those 75%, there is a large number of religious conservative voters who care about this issue a lot.
When you look at these results on civil unions and gay marriage, you see an issue that has the potential to be a wedge issue, probably has greater risk for the Democrats than it does for the Republicans. And that will lead organizations that see opportunity to fan these issues, to reinforce the cultural divide that has deepened in our politics.
The survey showed that among likely voters, 56% were opposed to gay marriage, 30% supported it. As other polls have shown, voters' attitudes seem to be influenced by the wording of the questions. For instance, when asked whether they favored or opposed laws that would allow homosexuals to legally form civil unions with some of the legal rights of married couples, 49% were against, 42% were in favor. But when the question spelled out what those rights were, health insurance, inheritance, hospital visiting privileges, our respondents split right down the middle. A constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman is the sharpest divide between the parties. Democratic candidates are opposed, in large part because their gay and lesbian constituents are. Republican politicians are in favor. In our poll, as in other public surveys, the respondents are more evenly divided about a constitutional amendment. Like many voters, Grace, a registered nurse from Picture Rocks, Pennsylvania, is against gay marriage.
Well, I don't think it's biblical. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
And she's in favor of a constitutional amendment.
It shouldn't be necessary, but the way things are right now, the way the Civil Liberties Union is pushing certain things, I think it might be that we need to make it necessary to clarify points.
Jackie, who works in a restaurant in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, is opposed to gay marriage but supports civil unions, and she doesn't like the idea of amending the Constitution.
A constitutional amendment is too radical. It's too extreme. And amendments were put into the Constitution by our founding fathers for something that's much more important than this type of a situation.
Jackie and Grace reflect the feelings of the majority of voters when they say this issue is just not important enough to influence their vote next year. But for Homer, retired in McCrory, Arkansas, it is a voting issue.
Because it's sinful. It's wrong. God created us and gave us laws to go by, and that's one thing that he does not look upon as being right, and he condemns it, and that's the main reason that I would condemn it.
As far as Homer is concerned, President Bush is against both gay marriage and civil unions, and the Democratic candidates are for both. Turning out voters like Homer can be very important to Republican candidates next year, but according to Stan Greenberg, the gay marriage issue offers some potential pitfalls for Republicans as well.
If this is about civil union and people having equal rights and employment and rights to partner benefits, that is something the country has warmed to and has moved toward over time pretty rapidly. And if this becomes a question of government intrusion and invasion of privacy versus trying to regulate marriage, then we have a possibility of this issue looking like the choice issue, with Republicans being a little bit cautious to get in because it looks like they're on the side of big government.
President Bush is very aware of the danger of appearing intolerant to the large numbers of moderate and younger voters whose attitudes have become more accepting of gays and lesbians over the years. Bill McInturff.
His instinct has been to deal with this issue in a very soft-spoken way with very temperate remarks that recognize, as he said, he's talked about an open heart and an open society. And so I'm saying that the way in which he will talk about this issue shows you a lot about how this country is changing.
Stan Greenberg.
I'd be much less charitable about the president's intentions here. I think they have a two-track strategy. He will be reasonable. He'll be for a constitutional amendment, but without waving the banner. At the same time, cultural conservatives are in full marching gear, ready to take up this issue because they view this as an opportunity to erode the Democrats' chances in the South and rural areas and older voters.
In the South next year, Democrats will have to defend 5 open Senate seats and find a way to break the president's regional lock. And that's where the issues of gay marriage and civil unions could be the most potent. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.